Box Markets podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
Joining me on the podcast right now is the man of the chart. It is Zach looking at three charts in 3 minutes that are hopefully moving on news. You're right, Zach.
I'm very well today, thank you.
How are you feeling? Slick?
Slick. Well, I really got one contact lens in, so I couldn't get around to the other one.
Okay, what's that? What's that?
So is it, my life is half blurred at the moment.
All right, is that sort of virtual? Is that sort of poor man's virtual reality? Is it?
That's right. Yes, exactly. It's EVR Holdings all over again.
Yeah. Okay. First stock today, Aris. And Asia Met Resources.
You just choose this so you can insult me, don't you?
No, I choose this because I think
there's no news today. Just thought you'd pick it up.
Yeah. No, so Asia Met provide an update on the excellent progress being made at the Burang Kinan Main feasibility study. Metallurgical test work programs are well advanced, and results highlight the potential for development of a high-quality, medium-scale copper mine in Indonesia there. So ARS on the chart. What do you reckon, Zach?
I reckon that I think the only thing with this is it's taken so long. It's been consolidating, you know, since the spike in April. We've been in a sideways shuffle, based at 2 pence, which is fine. I mean, it's just hanging out there. But I'd like to see the share start to move now, break through 3p, and revive back up to the 5.5 pence area, which I'm sure most of its shareholders would do as well. But it looks as though bounce for the RSI off 50 just in the last week. That is a continuation signal, a good signal there. So it looks as though they're finally on their way. But I said that a few weeks ago when you last said RSI. And, it's just a bit slow, that's all.
Yeah, well, do you know what? They are advancing this feasibility study. And I think, when you can consolidation like that for a while, sometimes you do see, don't you, a takeoff when something happens, Because it's been... Yeah. And they are heading towards a feasibility study in 2017, which is such a major re-rating. I would say that. I'm a shareholder, got to say that. And I believe in Tony the Manini. Also, the release today, you can meet up with Tony. He's got an investor evening happening. And I'd highly advise that, because I don't know if you've met...
Where is it?
I don't know if you've met Tony. It's at the counting house, is it? I think in London somewhere.
Oh, right. That's good. Yeah. All those pies and everything. It's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. So I advise, there's limited numbers there, but I advise meeting Tony. He's a very nice guy, actually. I met him a couple of times.
If people want to see me there as well, that could be an added attraction.
Right, well, I'll edit that bit out.
Okay, maybe you should do that.
Next one. Prospect Oil and Gas, PXOG, been advised by the directors of Hutton Poland that a well pad construction at their onshore Poland well is proceeding according to schedule, and drilling remains on track to commence Q4, which we're in right now. So, PXOG, what do you reckon?
Well, it's it broke the 200-day moving average in August and has remained above it ever since. For the first time I'm asking, which is always a good sign. From a technical perspective, who's the guy who's in charge here? I can't remember the name. It's Dawson, is it?
Yeah, yes, that's it. It's
Edward Dawson.
Ed, that's it. I couldn't think of his name. Ed, yeah.
Lovely man. Yeah. Very nice man, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, yeah.
Unusual for the city, I would say.
Yeah, well, do you know what? And both of them, Tony and Ed. In fact, the third stock we came on to, I've talked to all three of these guys, and they're all seem to be nice fellas. So,
Ed's a very nice guy as well. I wish him all the best. Rising trend channel here from the beginning of the year. January, support notionally at the 50-day moving average at 2.44 pence. And target on a 2 to 3 month view as high as 5 pence. So that would take it back to where it was in May last year. So looking very, well placed.
Yeah, and the third one, just completing our triumvirate of nice people, David Bramhill from UJO, you and Jack Hall, the Oil and Gas Authority, they said yes, they've approved the acquisition of an extra 3.34% in Pedal 180 and 182 from Europa Oil and Gas, and this starts, I think they're drilling this now, Wrestle 1, in early 2017. So UJO on the chart.
Rising trend channel from this time last year, floor of the channel at the 200-day moving average at 0.15, which is a nice backup for the recovery we've had. We basically broke the 200-day line in August and have stayed above it almost entirely ever since. Above 0.15 points to 0.24, which is the top of the one-year channel.
Marvellous. Send us the chart, Zach, and I put them on the blog page there at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. And of course, half the chart will be blurred, the other part will be quite clear because you've only got one contact lens in. Yeah. Thanks, Zach. Speak tomorrow.
You're right. Thank you. Bye.
The Vox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.